In the last class we mentioned that there is an opinion that says that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah. The question is, even if they're not obligated according to that opinion, would they be able to do it nonetheless? This question applies in all the halachot of mitzvot aseh she'azman gerama, that women are generally exempt. Can they do the mitzvah? Do they get credit for the mitzvah? So clearly, women can do the mitzvah even though they are not obligated, like sukkah, like lulav, like shofar. They don't have to, but they can. And not only they can, if they do it, they also get a mitzvah for it. It's not on the same level as a person who's commanded and does it, but they do get a mitzvah nonetheless. The question is, would they make a beracha as well? As you know, before we do mitzvot, generally, we have a beracha before. For example, by sukkah, before we sit in the sukkah, we say, Asher kideshanu be-mitzvotah ve-tzivanu l'shev ba-sukkah. Before shofar, we have a beracha. So when a woman does a mitzvah that she's not required to do, would she make a beracha? Now, when it comes to berachot, we have to be extra careful. Because mentioning Hashem's name in vain, and in vain means in unnecessary times, is an avera. So therefore, even though a woman can do the mitzvah, but maybe when it comes to a beracha, that's considered saying Hashem's name in vain because she's not really obligated. So does she make a beracha when she does these mitzvot or not? So this is a discussion in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam holds that women would make a beracha before a mitzvah that they're not obligated to do. So they can make a beracha on the shofar, and they can make a beracha on the sukkah, even though they're exempt. But if they choose to do it, they will make a beracha. He brings a proof from Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was blind. He was a great man, and he said the following statement. He says that he used to think that a person who's not commanded in the mitzvot and does them is greater, will get greater reward than the one who's commanded and does them. Now he was blind, and there is an opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that blind people are exempt from mitzvot. Yet Rav Yosef, even though he was blind, fulfilled the mitzvot. So Rav Yosef would say, whoever would tell me that halakha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that blind people are exempt from mitzvot, I would make a party. Avidna yomat tava l'rabbanan. I would make a great celebration. Because even though, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I am exempt, I don't have to do it, but I'm doing it anyway. Isn't that great? Says Rabbeinu Tam, how would Rabbi Yosef make a party? Why is he so excited if he's exempt and he's still doing it? If, while he's exempt, he wouldn't make a beracha before the mitzvah, if we say that people who are exempt do not make a beracha before the mitzvah, that means Rabbi Yosef would have not been making berachot. He would be missing out on a beracha every time he did a mitzvah. And we know that making berachot is a very important part. The Gemara says that the person who makes a berachot is a pious man. That's how you reach higher levels of piety, when you're careful your berachot. So you mean to say that Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbi Rav Yosef is happy that he is missing out on the berachot? Oh, says Rabbeinu Tam, must be that Rav Yosef, even though he might have been exempt because he was blind, but when he did the mitzvah, he must have been making a beracha. That's why he's happy to celebrate, because he's making the beracha, he's not missing out on anything, and he thought he's getting a greater reward. Rabbeinu Tam says, you don't have to worry about beracha levatala over here. Because, he says, beracha levatala is only asur midrabanan. And here, since they're fulfilling the mitzvah, they can make the beracha. It's not considered totally unnecessary, like just saying Hashem's name in vain. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. However, there are those who argue and say no, that although women can fulfill the mitzvah, but they don't make a beracha, that would be considered beracha lebatala, a blessing in vain. So they would not make a beracha on sukkah and on shofar and all those mitzvot aseh she'azman gerama. One of their comments is, how could they say the word vetzivanu? When we say beracha, we say, Hashem sanctified us and He commanded us to do this mitzvah. Women were not commanded in that mitzvah. How could they say we're commanded? And therefore they say that women would not make berachot when they do mitzvot that they're not commanded to do. Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, would answer them that vetzivanu is not a question. Because vetzivanu doesn't mean He commanded me, per se. Vetzivanu means He commanded the Jewish people, and I'm one of them. So maybe I'm not specifically commanded, but it's okay for me to say vetzivanu, He commanded us. I'm not saying He commanded me, vetzivani. So therefore we have two opinions. One would say that generally speaking, women would make berachot before they do the mitzvot that they're exempt from, and others would say no. They'll just do the mitzvah, they'll sit in the sukkah, they'll hear the shofar, but no beracha. What do we do halakha lema'aseh? So here is a machloket between Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Sephardim and Ashkenazim. Sephardim follow Shulchan Aruch, and Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. In Hilchot Shofar, Shulchan Aruch says that women are exempt from shofar, because like we said, it's Zeman Gerama. And he says, but nonetheless, they can blow the shofar, they can fulfill the mitzvah, they can hear the shofar, and they get rewarded for it. Aval says Shulchan Aruch Bat, en mevarechot. They do not make a beracha. Velo yevarechu lahen. And people shouldn't make berachot for them, which means people who already fulfilled their mitzvah should not make a beracha for women, because women are not obligated in the beracha, like the opinion we saw before. The Ramah, however, says, Vehaminhag, and the custom, Shehanashim mevarechot al mitzvot aseh sheazman gerama. Women do make a beracha, like Rabbeinu Tam. So, Machloket, Ramah, and Shulchan Aruch, Sephardim, women, they do not make berachot for those kind of mitzvot. Ashkenazim would make berachot for those types of mitzvot. That's the general rule by mitzvot aseh sheazman gerama. Now we have to go into detail. What about Havdalah? Is Havdalah the same thing? Again, those who say that Havdalah, women are exempt, can they say it? Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow. Have a good day.